Hi, folks, and welcome to episode 4 of the Core Podcast. So today we are going to talk all things positive experience. We're going to talk about the well-being event that we just ran and also our Core Kids Summer Camp. And the thing is, they all interlink, which is good. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is positive experiences. Now, this is what Core NA is built on. We want to deliver positive experiences of physical activity and overall well-being to everybody we work with. Another thing we add on is for lifelong involvement. Now, it's something that I rely very heavily on whenever I'm coaching or teaching coaches. We tell them that there's never a neutral experience. I follow a fantastic podcast, The Way of Champions, and that's what they talk about, that whenever you're coaching, there is never a neutral experience. You will either have positive experience or a negative. Now, what we want to do is we want to deliver loads of positive experiences, but if a negative experience comes along, we want to quickly flip that on its end, turn it into a positive. So research says that it's 1 in 7. So for every negative you have, you nearly need to have 7 positives to override that. And that's a lot of positives. And the same can be said with anything really in life. The more positive experiences we have in anything, just the better you're going to feel. The better you're going, you're going to be able to keep doing the things that feel good and feel positive. So we want to get really good at feeling the positives from the good stuff. So the stuff that's going to make our life better. So if you think of things like getting a positive experience from going to the gym, getting a positive experience from a night's sleep, giving a positive experience from eating healthy. You know, it's not a chore. It's not like, oh my God, yeah, the gym workout was good, but God, I hate it. I really hate working out. Or that salad, I know it's going to make me get me my six pack or my bikini ab, whatever you want. But you're like, I don't really like it. I don't like it. So find something that is positive. If you don't like going to the gym, find something you do like. So even if it's a walk, you don't mind. It's not the fact people say, yeah, but you should be lifting weights, you should be developing strength, you should be doing blah, 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 blah. So what? If you are moving and you're enjoying it, you're going to stick at it. It doesn't have to be the any extremes. And that's a fact depending on your life. It's probably better if you keep it to moderate to low intensity workout, because you're not developing all these things in your body where, you know, you're going to maybe damage it a lot more, you don't know how to recover well. So yeah, things like that. The other thing then is that whenever you're doing that, you're going to keep continuing to do it. So that's good. It kind of brings me on to our well-being event on Sunday. So first of all, I'd like to thank anybody who attended. Feedback so far has been really good. So myself and Liam O'Neill organized a local well-being event at the Silver Birch Hotel there in Oma last Sunday. And it was really just about sharing our stories, sharing our experiences with everything to do with mental health and overall well-being. We had some brilliant, brilliant speakers and some fantastic stories shared. We had myself was coming on. We had the whole event organized, compared by Connor Keyes, who was fantastic. We then had a panel, a men's panel with Ryan Duff Tracy, who just lifted the whole room. He was brilliant in enthusiasm, where he's come from, where he's gone to. Neil Hollywood was super in sharing fitness ideas about just getting in and again doing something you love. Dermot Devlin spoke about everything that he's come across in his life, from cyberbullying to the struggles he's faced with medication and different things he's on. Brilliant. Then we had Annette Kelly from My Little Penny Thoughts, who was super, you know, just shared her story, shared where she's going, and a few hints and tips about how she got to where she is today. Then we had a ladies panel. We had Claire Bowes from Women Music Academy, and like I cared, a lot of people were just blown away by her story. Really resonated with them. Really, I think obviously Claire's very personal story with the situation she's come through, and it was fantastic, you know, and a lot of people could relate to it, especially being from Oma and what Claire's gone through. So the next one then was Sinead Willicks from Willicks Coaching. So Sinead was able to relate what she's done to being a lawyer now, to being a life coach. It was a brilliant journey. And then we had Catherine O'Donnell from Aware. So Catherine was brilliant. She was really opened up, talked about everything, her mental health, alcoholism, you know, and I think she said a very, very good thing at the event when she goes, "I'd like to thank Gary and Liam for inviting me here, not as a representative for Aware, but as Catherine." And that's what we kind of wanted to get across. Honesty, people just talking openly about their own struggles and trying to share. And then we finished it all off with Liam coming on, trying to combine it all on, sharing his stories, what he did, and just really gelled the whole thing together. So fantastic that. And again, a lot of positive experiences from it. If you think about it, we took something that we found that was a negative experience in our life. Something that got us to the lowest of lows. Everybody on stage was at that period in their life. But we've went now and we've turned that into a positive by sharing it with people, by coming out the other side and learning. And I talked about this before, about failure and about everything. You know, never be afraid to fail, but always look for a lesson in life. Always look, well, what can I do? Be more reflective. One of the things I talked about through the whole event was about blame. That I used to blame other people. So I used to blame other people or situations or everything for the way that I was feeling. And when you think about it, that's the way I was feeling. So it didn't until I realized that it was me who had to take responsibility for my actions, for my life, and for the way that I was feeling. Nobody else should dictate that at all. It's a really difficult thing to do, especially if you're stuck in a place where you may find it hard to get out of. You may find that there is no way out, that you have no control of it. But you have to, first of all, realize that you're the only person going to make those decisions to get you out of that. And that's huge. And I know, guys, that can be difficult no matter what situation in life that you are in. If you are stuck and you feel like you're stuck and there's no way out, it's the hardest thing to do. But you can get there. And I think the event highlighted that we've been there, but it also highlighted some fantastic work that local charities are doing, that people you can go and support. There was likes of Aware, people like the Tara Centre here in Oma I've used for their services. But again, these are like tools, I always find them. They're tools to help us to get out of it. Okay, they're not there to fix us. They're not going to be the magic thing that's going to turn us around. They are tools to help us to get to where we want to be. And then when you get there, it's hard work. Again, I'll probably change that. It's not hard work. It's a bit of a graft. It's a challenge. It's a challenge that you have to be willing to accept. So even from trying to experience positive experiences, but from taking the negative at any time in your life and trying to turn that around into a positive, like an event there on Sunday, which showcased that. The negatives that we had, and we all went through and we turned them into positives. And the positive was that we wanted to influence as many people as we could in that room. So hopefully, if you were there, we'd like to hear your comments too on it, but we hopefully got you got something away from it. Even if you take one thing away from it, then fantastic. Now, talking about positive experiences, we can also see our summer camps here. You got our nice nifty hats. So we got our pink hats and our orange and blue. And I realize if anybody is just listening to this and not watching it on our YouTube channel, that you may not be able to see it, but you can fire across to there or flick through any of our social media and you'll see our Core Kids hats. They're pretty awesome. So yes, summer camps. Summer is literally around the corner and it's a fantastic opportunity for ourselves to showcase what we can do and what we want to do with our kids. For parents, it may seem like babysitting, it may seem like, yes, brilliant, I'll get out of my way. And it's a horrible thing to say, I'd say out of my way, but it maybe gives you yourself a bit of time as a parent just to go, you know what, this is my time. So the kids go to Core Kids. They're there, they're at the camp. You have your time. But what are they going to get at Core Kids summer camp? Positive experiences. I know it may sound corny, cheesy, whatever. So one of our main mottos is we want to develop great athletes, but even better people. So when you come, yes, you're going to learn your fundamental movements. You're going to develop your motor skills, your manipulation, your locomotion, your shooting, dribbling, throwing, catching. You're going to do all that. You're going to have fun doing all that. But we also want to teach resilience, teamwork, commitment, you know, working hard, having fun. You know, these are the things that we try and incorporate. Gratitude, mindfulness, all this is incorporated into our camp. And again, it's all done through fun. Fun games, fun activities. And the coaches that we have on board at Core, we're very lucky. The number one asset or number one strength of theirs is every single one of them is passionate about coaching kids. We love coaching kids. And they share the same ethos. Better people. Great athletes, but better people. And that's what we're aiming to do this summer. Our first camp starts now on Monday the 1st of July. It is in Enniskillen Lakeland Forum from 10 to 1. Follow that from 2 to 5 in Oma at the Integrated College, the Integrated Primary School. And you can book all that online. The next following week after that, we're going to host 2 weeks in Rosneila. So first one starting Wednesday the 10th of July to Friday the 12th. And then we start then from Monday, I think it's the 15th of July right through to that Thursday, and then we're back again then Oma and back again to Rosneila, and we're in Keish, and we're everywhere. So we literally want kids to get there to have loads of fun, make new friends, do everything along like that, but come away just being a better person. I don't think we can ask more for that. So guys, thank you again for listening. Just a wee recap about our positive experiences. That just remember that too. If you are coaching, or even if you're helping your child out, helping a work colleague, helping your own family, that we want to give them positive experiences. You know, just be mindful of that. So if they are showing you something or if they're doing anything, don't always be quick to shut it down. You let them have that moment. Let them have that. And suggest maybe ways of improving it, ways of doing it a little bit different. Not saying that it's wrong, just saying, here's what I think. I think that's fantastic. What you're doing there is brilliant. Oh, that's a fantastic drawing. Well done. Now, maybe next time, I want you to try really hard. Do you think you get it all inside the line? Or I want you to try, what's your favorite color? Blue, right? You have to keep the blue color inside the line all the time. You think you can do that? There you go. You know, even if it's a work colleague coming up with an idea, don't shoot them down. That'll never work. You know what? I love your enthusiasm. Fair play to you. And look, if you need any support or guidance and have a few maybe ideas that might help along with this or a bit of experience on it, if you want me to share them with you, I gladly will. You know, sounds a lot better than saying, that'll never work. And the same with family when they come up and they ask you something or they ask for a request. You know, it's easy to say, oh, no, I'm tired and everything. And it's just a negative experience. You know, you might like it, but they'll never ask you again. But maybe they might never come to you again whenever they really need you, because they know that you're, you know, you normally shoot them down, or you normally try and put them down. You know, not intentionally. I think a lot of this stuff is done self-consciously, or, you know, without us even thinking. They would say, oh, no, that'll never work. You know, or what's that? Or anything. All these wee sayings that come out. So just be more mindful of delivering positive experiences to people. And that's our message for ever at Core. Positive experiences. So yeah, brilliant guys. Thank you for listening. I hope you take something from this. Please share, like our podcast. And as always, please give us a bit of feedback. Let us know anything you want us to talk about or anything that we can improve on the podcast. It will be fantastic. So thank you very much. Okay, bye.